Simon Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch introduced this concept called a karpev, which is an area which is surrounded. So meter rice, it should be yachid. Since it's larger than the area based of Sayim, A, and it's not hook of Ladira, B, so the Chama said you cannot carry in it beyond more than four amas, or less, four amas or more, you can't carry. And then the Chama, we said that we're mutter to carry from a Carmelis, which is not really Rishas Yachad Deraisa, it's a Makam Tur Deraisa, to this Carmelis, which is Mirais is Rishas Yachad. So he said, therefore, it's mutter. The Ramah said, therefore, it's mutter to take the mafteach from the Carmelis, put it into the lock, which is in the Rishas Yochid, and then to return it back to the Carmelis. Ubovat, that's where we're at. This is only mutter. Shlo yehebe name iskupa shi Rishas Yochid. Sometimes the step which goes in, the scoop is like this, the step that you step on. If it's a few steps up, that might be Rishas Yochid. You know, you might have a wall, you might have a step which goes up and then goes in. So if that area which you step up to go in through is an area, if that's 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, so the scoop is Rishas Yochid, and then you'd be taking the key from the Carmelis and putting it into that, that's also.
Why is that a Rishas Yachid?
If the iskupa is raised up, the step, the threshold which you're going over, instead of just being like a regular, you know, there was some steps going up and then there was a platform.
Okay.
So that if that area is by 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, that platform is.
Oh.
And then you step down to the other side, that'd be that whole high, that's Rishas Yachid. And then you, if that's where your entrance is, that's where you're, you know, or you have to go through to get to your entrance, you're going, you're carrying from the Carmelis into that Rishas Yochid. So he gives one example, is it's 4x4 and a 10 tefachim high. That's not, you know, new concept. He introduces a new concept over here. A Yeshla, that the scupa is actually not 10 tefachim high. It doesn't have to have any height at all. But the doorway which going in has two walls on the sides, which are four, and obviously the width of it is more than four, so it's going to be, the area is 4x4. And then on top, it is roofed by a mashkev, which is also four. So if you have a wall here, and a wall here, and a mashkev on top, and this is all four tefachim wide, so we look at that as a Rishas Yochid, because we say you have two walls, and then we say the concept of the iskupa, the mashka, not the iskupa, the thing on top,
the lintel.
Thank you. Gives it a din of Rishas Yochid, based on the concept of Pitikra Yerub Asayisim. At the edge of the tikra, it counts like a wall. So this area up here on top, the mashkev, that front piece, that frontal piece is a p tikra, and that's a lachem hashem. You know, that's yerev
v'soisim. So now you have your four walls.
So you have your four walls.
What happens if it's an awning? That should also count too.
We'll talk about that. There's plenty of mishabur over here to talk about. Okay.
Mishabur talks about an awning. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it talks about something
more recent.
Yeah, okay. Those have Rishas Yochid, I would be Shain Rukavoya Asor, even though it's not Kavoya Asor, even though the threshold is not 10 tefachim high, but the, since it has something on top which creates a 4x4 and 10, that's sufficient. Okay, now, okay, so let's say you have a situation where this iskupa is not Rishas Yochid. It's not going back on the case we just mentioned. Okay, so the scoopa is we don't want a person carrying So we said, if your skupa is not a Rishis HaYachid, so you can go from the Carmelist to the Siskupa to the Gina and back and forth, etc. We the Gina being a Karpiv, we didn't create any Yisra on the Siskupa. But let's say a scenario, Karpiv, yeah. But let's say we said you have like a regular Siskupa by going into a bias. So the front area is going to be problematic if you have, let's say, this something of the front part of the skupa. We don't want you carrying inside, because since this is open directly out to the outside, we deal with it as if it's part of the rishus in front of it. For example, let's see, miu. Also, lahaklas mi skupa the rishus yachid or leipchud. Chashin and shemelo yir the tikkur arba. Because in a case where the roof is arba, so then the area itself is a Rishus HaYachid. So you're allowed to carry from the skupa inside. But if it's not Rishus, it's not Arba, then when the door is shut, we deal with the area outside as if it's part of the outer Rishus. Va'oz im ein ha'kupa iskupa gavoya sholosh yesh ha'din shalafanel. So the case where it doesn't have a roof which is Arba, which creates its own status of a Rishus HaYachid. A. And B, it's less than three, so it's considered the same thing as the Carmelist in front. So you can't carry from there. It's all an extension of that Carmelist going in. It's directly connected. It's directly open out to the Carmelist, so it's considered an extension of the Carmelist. Or if it's just a Rabbim in front, it would be considered part of the Shusha Rabbim if it's not three high. Now, afilo im gavoya sholosh. So, if it's less than three, it cannot be considered Rishus HaRabim, but it's three tvachim high. So, if the threshold is three tvachim high, it's not Rishus HaRabim. So, is it connected to the area in front? So if the area in front is a Rishus HaRabim, so this becomes not connected to that Rishus, it's going to be it's three tvachim high, it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelist. So that, or you know, so that then it's not connected to the outer rishus. We can down it as if it's connected to the inner rishus. Yeah. Now it's that halacha. We say you can't carry from your front of your house, and here's your skupa sticking out a little bit. Now here's your mashup sticking out a little bit. And here's your skupa down here. Here's the street. Here's the skupa, a step up or two. And here's the door, and there's a little thing sticking out, the mashup. So that area is considered one with what's in front of it. So if out here is a Rishus HaRabim, the house fronts on a Rishus HaRabim, this is a Rishus HaRabim. Well, so 1 second, but it's the step up is three tefachim high. So it can't be considered part of Rishus HaRabim because it doesn't flow with the traffic anymore. So he said, if it's parallel to what's out there, it's all part of the Rishus HaRabim. If it's a Carmelist out here, it's connected to the Carmelist. But once it's not Rishus HaRabim, we don't just say it's connected to that, then we deal with it if it's part of the inside. But that's only if you're dealing with a Rishus HaRabim outside. Something which is sweet tefachim high can be a Carmelist. So if this is Carmelist and this is Carmelist, then we say it's connected to the outside, not to the inside. Because we say it's all Carmelist. So Zot Ramoa, a fila im gavoya sholosh, even if it be three tefachim high, it's still a problem. Achos shekol Rishus Shalonu, heim Carmelist. Nowadays, since we don't have 600,000 people walking through our Rishus HaRabim, so the Ramoa, in a few places, assumes that therefore nowadays we're always dealing with the Carmelist. So if you're always dealing with the Carmelist, so this Iskupa, which is now three tefachim high, has a few steps up, two steps up, and it makes it three tefachim high. But it's a Carmelist, and it's Carmelist directly connected to Carmelist, so it's all considered part of the outer Rishus. You can't carry from this Iskupa to the inside. Therefore, Arina Motza Minas Minu Meneir, it's considered part of the same section. So you have problems of you're not like carry from there inside. So if the you have this roof sticking out from front of the house, picture he has over here is this. So there's your house, and there's this rishus sticking out. So but it has no walls. So it's not considered part of the Rishus. It's not considered Rishus HaYachid in that situation. Number 24.
The one in the corner?
the top right, yeah. So that situation, so it has, it's quite large, but it has no walls on the sides.
But there's a frame there.
We'll get to that. We'll get the frame. Mr. Burr will talk about the frames. Dinner Kirshus for now. So we deal with it. It has a look of the outer Rishus. Where we have sometimes the eave sticks out, you know, over the front area. So the same thing. The roof sticks out. Dinner Kirshus shalif nayim. So the fact that the roof is there does not give it a Rishus. Dinner of the inside is dinner of outside. Now it won't be Rishus Zerabim because it has a roof on top. We said part of the definition of Rishus Zerabim is it doesn't have a roof on top, but it'll be a caramelus. So the fact that you just have a roof sticking out alone will not allow you to actually carry inside. If you'd have a roof sticking out and you'd have walls on the sides, right, so that's Mikra, then that would be a Rishus Yochid, but that's the case of the Skupa, which you don't let you carry inside because we're afraid the Gzera might be too small. Okay, that was the Sif. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. If the roof is too small, then it's not considered part of the same Rishus. Okay, you know, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll get it all clear. Before I do the Mishnah Berurah, I just want to point out.
Part of the same Rishus as well.
We'll see, okay? Tzvi, we'll see, okay? Sif Yudal, Sif Katn Yudal, Yeshir Beis Hasayim, Beshir Beis Hasayim, Mavur Lekamon, Mesim Shinat Ches. So I told you it's 50 by 100. So if you want to make it into a square, how large is it when it's square? It's Shivim Amo V'Arba Tvachim, Al Shivim Amo V'Arba Tvachim B'Ribua. So it's a square which is 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds. Okay. So cut your dial, yeah. Now, so the shear is, if it's more than the base of Sime, so we said the rice is Rishus HaYochid. It has a dinner of caramelis. How far can it have a dinner of Rishus HaYochid? So the beer loch, the long beer loch over here, discusses, he brings a toisus, which toisus says, even if it's a base kurayim, so the same way a base saw is the amount of area where it takes to plant a saw's worth of grain, a kur is 30 saw. So this would be 15 times as large as a base saw. So even though it's a base kur or base kurayim, and Tosfos says even if it's elef kurim, right, as long as it has walls, so it's a Rishus HaYochid. So Tosfos says, but there's a difference between mechitzas which are made by people and mechitzas which are naturally occurring. If they're made, if the person, somebody built these mechitzas, then it's considered a mechitza no matter how large it is. But if it was natural occurring mechitzas, that would not count. They would not count. Tosfos says because in that area, obviously, there's a lot of flow, a lot of people going back and forth, etc. That'll be mevatel the shem mechitza. That's what Tosfos says. And Mishnah Berurah brings from the Ritva and the Ramban that the main defining element we discuss is the idea that it has to be that the person standing inside could actually see the walls. And if he can't see them, they're not visible to him from standing inside. It's not considered mechitzah anymore.
What do you mean by a natural wall?
You'd have a cliff somewhere, so that's a natural wall. The area down below is.
So that does. You're saying that doesn't count as a wall?
It counts as a wall, but this halacha that if it's even it's quite a large area, if I take that, there's this area surrounded by mountains all around and steep mountains, and I'm down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So that and I can see all the mountains all around.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a Rishus HaYochid.
That's an actual Rishus HaYochid.
That'd be an actual Rishus HaYochid. But in a case where I couldn't...
Even if a lot of people are walking there because it hasn't
been considered... Tosfos seems to say the issue is... Tosfos does not mention the issue of being visible. Tosfos says the main issue is mevat the mechitza. That if the rabbim... There's a flow of the rabbim through there. So the question is, the Mishnah Berurah says, what will be if it's a small area? It's less than Beis Hazayim. In other words, according to Tosfos, the issue is just the flow of people. There's a Morgan of Rome later on that even with less than basic time, it'll be bottled. If people are going there, it loses its status. And there's more arguments saying no, it'd be less than basic Sayim, so that would be considered Rishus Yochid based on that.
So that's only by a natural war, you would say that the correct. Big crowds are going to...
Correct. Uh-huh. Correct.
But the Ritva, the name of the Ramban, disagrees. He says that...
The issue is... Issue is the size, whether it's visible or not. And Pashas, according to him, the issue isn't the flow of traffic. So
when you say the size, if it's a big size, then you want a vowel?
No, so according to them, it's just the issue is if it's a large area which is not visible to the person with inside of it.
So in other words, they don't see the walls on the inside.
Right.
Okay.
So then it's not considered mechitzas. And if you could, it is considered mechitzas.
But that's only by natural walls, not by...
So that's the discussion in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha grapples with that, that maybe there's no difference between the two of them.
Between?
Whether it's natural or naturally occurring or man-made. Mm-hmm. The Bir Halacha challenges that. If you look in the sources of the Ramban, it seems to be that there is a difference.
If you're saying that a lot of people going through or Rishus HaYochid could be mevatel walls, even if it's being built, then you could, like a house that's used as a tourist attraction, a museum or something like that. You have a lot of people going back and forth. The Smithsonian, a lot of people going back and forth, but still walls. And I would imagine that would be Rishus HaYochid. I mean,
well,
you're saying there's some sheikhs that would say that would be about the walls because there's like thousands of people that are going in.
It's not got no roof, and it's not designed for deer.
Right. Theoretically, there is a case, there is a discussion in the case that you had. But we'll see later on that we have a case. You have a chotzer. And there's a flow of traffic through here. What happens to the sides? Could be the sides remain Rishus HaYochid, even though the flow of traffic is in the middle. Okay. Tesvav shlo hook of the dira. Can shahoya daitel in soil Israel? Okay, Gavin is planning to plant there or plant trees is called natiya. Plant seeds is called zriya. Okay, Gavin, before they come on, simishin and ches. We find that on the definition of hook of the dira, not hook of the dira. Is later on. Also, Chachamim, the Kibbutz who Gadol called Kach, it's very large. Also, the Michlav Rishus Rab. People might perceive it as a place of the Rabbim. Also, Chachamim, Kikarmelis, they gave it the Chum of a Carmelis. But we allow you to carry from a Carmelis to this Carmelis. Mutra la Carmelis Acher. After Minatara, who Rishus Yochid, the Chodover, Kimishesh Machitza. This is the Rishus Yochid, the Raisa, really. A person would throw from there to the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa is an Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, we should say Rishus HaYochid LeKarmelis HaLoi Osir LaHitzi, because now you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to the Karmelis. So how is this mutter? They permitted it. Why? She nestles that because we're going to tell the person he cannot carry from this Karpev to the Karmelis, which is there next to it. Yes, Rosh Rishus HaYochid Gomer. Why not? Because it's Rishus HaYochid. Vein Shem Karmelis a love cloud. They will not perceive it as a Karmelis at all. Well, if it's a Karmelis, it's going to be if it's Rishus HaYochid, you can carry in it. And next thing you know, you'll see people carrying in this area, which is like wide open. And that's because, well, I can carry out here also, and he'll carry in Rishus HaRabim already. It's like Rishus HaRabim kiman shu gadol bala hook of the dira. In people's minds, it's perceived similar to Rishus HaRabim. Okay, nosu olav chachamim din shar karmelis din yinzeh shemutu lahitzim yinu karmelis achar kikarn bika v'kiyotzim zeh. So we created a kula, and we said you can carry from this Rishus HaYochid Raisa to a bona fide karmelis. Because if we don't do that, people will say, this is a Rishus HaYochid, and they're going to carry in it, and then people, so other people are going to say, well, he's carrying there, I can carry out here in my Rishus HaRabim. So, That was a concern. That was Chazal's concern. Bulachain, mutzali kas. If I can take the key from the carmelis in front of the gates, put it to the gate and open up. Davol pisha gina hu rishus yochim in atari. Even though the gina, the vegetable patch or where you're planting, where you're going into right now, miraisa it's the rishus yochim. Shumu kevaz machitzas. It has walls, but it's larger than base of sign. Kibush rabbanon suuk a carmelis. Since Chazal gave it the same thing as a carmelis. There's no way of carrying from the bika to it or from it to the bika, because the Chazal gave it to the caramel, so you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So I can put the key that lift, I have to open it up. Hainu. Now, what's the problem? Pick the key up, unlock the thing, put the key back down, and what I do? Hainu, avlahachnis hadelas shall gira imamavtech lifnim. Sometimes there are certain locks which they wouldn't open unless the key was in the lock. You need the key to stay in the lock to open the door. Well, now I'm taking the key inside. But it's okay, because this is a carmelis out here, and this is inside. Even though the rice is just a yachid, we gave it a din of a carmelis. You had to transfer from one to the other. Then he said, however, so that's a very clear flow of the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that a carpet you're allowed to carry from a carmelis to it to a carmelis. But came on the Ramah says, well, if there's any scoop in between, there's this threshold in between which is raised up, that creates a different problem. The Pesach Gino, in the entrance into the Gino, Tehi Skupa, Shkarn Shvel, which means a threshold, go, it shouldn't be a high step to going in. Sheesh Allah Shem Rishas Yachid, because it might have the Rishas Yachid. Does also the Hakkaz Mavteach, otherwise you can't. Take the key from the caramels and put it into that area. You're bringing it from the caramels into Rishus Yochid, or vice versa. Don't metal to the caramels Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid the caramels. So, what was the scenario? How is it Rishus Yochid? Either it was 4x4 and 10 tefachim high. Shigoya started. A scoop of gufa caramel is high. If it's not 10 tefachim high, so it's 4x4, 9 tefachim high, or 3 to 8 tefachim high. It's a caramelis. So then we consider it an extension of the bika. It wasn't 4x4. So you can stand in there and open and close because of Malka Patur. That's for sure. Or, in the second scenario, where how it's Rishus Yachim. So, first scenario was a very simple case. This thing is raised up 10th Valkim, and it's 4x4. Or, alternatively, it has Shtei Mechitzes. We say that the edge of the tikra of the roof goes down and closes off the area as if there's a wall there. So they have to be that the walls are the two walls on the sides are at least 4x4 or 4, and the width of the thing is 4. Even if you have 4 actual walls, if it's not 4x4 inside, it's not Rishus Yochid. And this halach is true that we say pitikra yarbasayisim, you use the two side walls and the pitikra to close it off, even though what's below is not 10 tefachim high. Shena gavayasar, it's a learner, the threshold is not 10 tefachim high, but there is a height from there to the lintel of 10 tefachim. Kudin, kashena gavayasar, shen bo iskupa klau, vishas yachin, nasa yirei machitzis. There's no, is you know, even if it's all the way down to the ground, it's, you know, there's no threshold at all. It's just straight ground. But if it's two walls and a roof, so it's Rishus Yochid. Okay. Then he came along and he said that a person can't be machnas from the scoop of the Rishus Yochid. So Mishnah Berurah points out, Enokoy Adaliel, Sivkot Nchafei. This halacha is not a continuation of the case before. The case before, obviously, we're dealing with the iskubah was Rishus Yochid. So the area outside is not a Rishus Yochid. So we don't look at that could set off from the area which is in front of it, it's raised up, etc. So that's an area we don't consider an extension of what's outside, and then you'd be allowed to carry from there inside. Here's a case, a different case. And a koya deliel, she skupa umedes lifnei agina. Ela bi skupa habayis, he skupas habayis shemedes tachas amashkev. You have a regular door, and there's a doorstep, you know, a threshold, you know, maybe a little bit built up to go in, and there's a lintel on top. Ashvina da fili imamashkev ashalel rechover arbo tvachim. Sheshem reshus hayochid alel b'china. So, the entranceway, there's, here's the entranceway, there's a wall here, there's a wall here, it's four tvachim high, so this is reshus hayochid mamish. So, inside of Shusha Yachid, this is Shusha Yachid. So I want to carry from here inside. He says, don't do it. Because we're afraid in the case where the mashkev is not wide enough, he'll still do it. Then we said, don't do it. It's better not to do it at all.
So that would be like a almost a standard porch situation. An open a porch which has, you know, it's just two walls on the side, but it's open.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, if you have steps up and you have a porch which is raised, it might be 10 to, if the area is 10 to high, so it's clearly set off from whatever is in front of it. Mm-hmm. So then already, it's mutter to carry.
So the only reason you're not, that he says you're not supposed to do it is because you have a chashash, maybe the next time he'll do it when the area is smaller and it'll be more like a caramelist going into it.
Correct.
Now, we spoke the other day, I think it was yesterday, that you can't carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaYachad unless you could consider that one big Rishus HaYachad.
Well, it's his house. So it's
considered one Rishus HaYachad, even though one is inside of one is outside.
Right, but they both belong to him. That's not a problem, right?
Oh, as long as it belongs to him. So that's the criteria? That
right, correct. The shame Rishus over there is based on the fact that it's only different people. So I look at this as Reuven's domain and this is Shimon's domain. That's why that's how you create the Heter Eruv Chatzeres. It makes it's all one big happy family. So even though it's two houses still, but in regards to perception, it's one big group using both of them.
Mm-hmm. That's a
Drabanan. Drabanan. Tashkina, the Cheshin and Shema were worried about maybe it won't be large enough. The Skuba will not be.
So, in other words, if there were two separate entities and you owned them both, let's say you owned two condos in a building,
right next to each other.
Yeah, right next to each other. But it's the hall. But there's a hall in between.
See, if the hall would only be between those two, nobody else can use that hallway. The hallway is a shared, you know, area.
Oh, so that's by all the problem. That other people can use it too.
Right, so it belongs to everybody in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have a door between the two, a direct door between the two apartments. No problem. We're afraid maybe the ticker won't be arba. So the skupa is not for tvachim. So it's not rishus yachid. So we don't want you carrying from there to rishus rabim because one time the skupa will be to for tvachim and he'll carry, and that's. The Shemi is Damashi Amashkav Arba Tvachim was Haloi Hu Rishus Yachid Gemura. So basically, your Iskupa is going to be functioned as this own place, don't carry inside, don't carry outside. So the Iskupa gets, but if it's not three Tvachim high, the Iskupa, it gets the lock of the area in front of it. Adil Shalayim Rishus Rabim, Zamokim Botel Gabe, Manasa Gamkan Rishus Rabim. If caramel is caramel. So if what's in front of the house is mama, you have the Rishus Rabim flowing right there, and the scoop is not large enough to get the Rishus Yachid, it's bottled to the outer area, and it's called Rishus Rabim. And if it's three tefachim high, so it's, or I'm sorry, if that area is a caramel, it's a caramel. If it's three tefachim high, it's not going to be Rishus Rabim. Afilim in Gevurah Shloisha. Now let's say that the scoop is three tefachim high. But Salomon da in Cain have we osim makim patur. Because remember, the case was the case is either it wasn't for Tvachim, or even it has for them, we're afraid he'll do it when there's not for Tvachim. Yeah, but even if it's not for Tvachim, it's a Makam Tor. If it's not for Tvachim, it's three tzmachim high, not 4x4, so it's a makom tur.
Where is it coming from, though? I mean, where is it carrying from to that? To that thing?
No, we're saying you can't carry from the skupa inside, we said, or from the skupa to outside, because we're worried about what will be. So from the skupa to outside, I understand, because maybe it'll be four tzmachim, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and then you're carrying Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But if you're carrying inside, well, so if it's 4x4, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's part of Rosh Hashanah.
So then you wouldn't have a problem carrying
right.
from there to there.
Theoretically. But we said don't do it, because in case it doesn't have 4x4, it's going
right.
to be awesome.
Right.
But why? If it's 3 tefachim high, it's a makom patur. If it's less than 4x4, so it's a makom patur. If it's 4x4, it's part of the Shasa Yochid. So why can't I carry it to the Shasa Yochid? Either way, I should be safe. Terrence is. If the lintel is not extending out for tefachim, you don't have walls for, you don't have a roof for, but you probably don't have walls for, and you don't have the iskupa, which is 4x4 anymore. We have a tour. We welcome a tour. Holy kaim alondim, what's the tata, which is a yachl, which is a rabbin. So the chart should be okay. That's what the Rambam says, no. Because that's only if what's out there is Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But what is out there is a carmelis.
That becomes a carmelis.
This becomes a carmelis. We come welcome. Shalom Ohem Carmelis, let us come a poiskim. According to many poiskim, what we have nowadays, since there's no 600,000 people, it's only a carmelis. it becomes a carmelis. Therefore you can't carry from there inside.
So what conclusion did we come to? I know this goes back a few days. Do we need Shishim Ribu to be Rosh Hashanah or don't? What's the Psak Halacha on that?
The Ramah the Bir Halacha comes out very strongly that you know you're dealing with Cheshasha with the Raisa that you should be Machber.
Either direction, whichever the Chomer is.
Right.
Because sometimes it's machmer, sometimes it's mekel. Like if you said it was just a rabbin, then in this case it would be a kula.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but here they don't want to sit there about it. Maybe you can be mekel. But anytime you're dealing with a chashash with the rice, I want to make an erev around it. So Mishabur says really should make an erev around it because maybe the rice is just a rabbin, and then you can't make an erev around the just a rabbin. That's how the Bir Halacha comes out. The assumption of the Ramah. The Taz and the Magen Avraham is that nowadays we don't have Rosh Hashanah, which means they're assuming that the Iker Pesach is that you need 600,000. Since we don't have that, therefore it's always a carmelis. That's their assumption. So they're assuming the kula in that respect.
Do we know historically if the Chavetz Chaim had an Erev in his town? And if he used it? Because there was a lot of towns in Europe that had Eruvin.
The Bir Halacha comes out and says, we can't stop people from making it because that's very the very clear Rishonim which you can rely on that said that you need it, and that is the minig. But he says anybody who's, you know, has a Baal Nefesh, you know, a person who is, you know, should be concerned about this Cheshash. What's his Lashon? Baal Nefesh? No, he has a different Lashon.
That's what I'm asking. I said if there was one and if he used it.
You're preventing a lot of people from otherwise making it. You know, according to the book,
Etc.
I guess based on that is he didn't use it.
I would assume so, yeah. Oh, he said people like Yerusha Mayim, so maybe
I would imagine he put himself in that category.
Right.
He aspired to
be. Bein chilu b'kol zeh, bein pesach habayis, pesuach eino, lo'elam osher l'haktiz mitzkupa lifnim. So, even whether the door is open or not, we don't say once the door is open, it's considered part of the Shusha Yachid. And we'll see more about that. So we'll hold it here. I'm going to tell you, it's talking about the Maisel D'chob.